Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey guys, it's Dr. Berg here. In this video, we're going to show you how to get rid of sciatica. Now, a lot of times, the way people treat sciatica is completely backwards. And so if you apply what I'm going to show you, it will be amazing. The only thing is you need some help to do this with another person. But I will show you how to do it on yourself. It's just more difficult. Okay? So let's show you how to do it. Okay, so let's pretend that this person has sciatic pain on the right side. Now you have to realize that sciatic nerve comes from this point right through the butt out down the back of your hamstring all the way down through this way. If you have pain on the outside through here or the front, that's not sciatica. So sciatica is a big nerve. It's about the width of my thumb all the way down here. So this is what you do. If you have sciatica on the right side, okay, the sciatic nerve comes right out of here, you want to work on the opposite side, okay? So you'll be pressing the opposite side of that nerve. So you'll start right here, and there's a sacrum that comes here, and you're going to work right on the sciatica, it's called the sciatic notch, and we're going to press in there, right in there, and we're going to trace down the nerve. We're going to trace down the nerve like this. Okay, and you're just going to stimulate the nerve on the opposite side. It's going to get rid of this side. Why? Because they're on a circuit. This is a stuck standing wave, and the way to get rid of it is to work on this side. Again, this is one of those things where you don't have to believe me, just do it and you'll see it works. And we press right down, we come right down the center of that leg, and you trace it all the way down. You can do it slowly and work all the way down, all the way down, all the way down through here. Now, what happens when you press on the opposite side, it's going to be very, very tender. It's going to be very, probably twice as painful as this side that hurts. And so I'm not going to get into why that's tender, but you're going to look for the tenderness. So you want to go within that person's tolerance and just kind of work out that nerve. And then what you'll do is you'll work on this side and you'll ask, okay, where does it hurt on this side? And they might say, well, now it's shifted down here. Okay, then we could just do the opposite side over here, okay? Or maybe it's like lower in the calf, then we do the opposite side through here. So the key is never, ever, ever, ever work on the same side as the sciatic nerve is. Work on the opposite side. And you want to get the mirror image, start from right through here, work all the way down, and you might want to spend like a couple of minutes working each spot all the way down to the foot, okay? So now, one more thing. If you're going to actually do it on yourself, you're going to be laying on your back and you'll be sitting, okay? And you need a tennis ball. You need a tennis ball or a racquetball, and you're going to sit right on this point right through in here and let that little tennis ball hit this point and then inch it down slowly, inch it down slowly, inch it down. And you're actually sitting on this one little ball and you kind of inch down the sciatic nerve. But I wanted to show you what you have to do so you can do it yourself, but you'll be sitting on the ball letting gravity put pressure along that point. And you can just work all the way down here, all the way down here. So you're basically sitting on a chair or something with a little ball sitting on the nerve, and you're just pushing it all the way down. And then with the calf, you could massage yourself the bottom part all the way down to the foot. So it's a little more difficult, but you could do it yourself. So that's the technique to fix sciatica.